Jaguar is to make sure I do better in the future, so help me God. Finyin from Alausa. Finyin, no, no. If you go now, you'll not be listening to me. Finyin, let's stay and fix this. I think this question is based on the social status for some people. This 1 million naira could just be another shopping money, but to others, it could be a life-changing amount. So, in view of this, if I earn 1 million naira per month, then that's like 12 million naira per year. It might not be much for some people, but seriously, this is a sumptuous amount. And besides, a bird in hand is better than 9 birds in the forest. I mean, considering the uncertainties associated with traveling abroad, it's better to just accept the money and stay. Although, I don't think money is a good motivation for work. But unfortunately, the reality is that it is. So just collect the money, and you know if someone has planned, he or she could be judicious and rational with the way the money would be utilized. My name is Godfrey from Ojo Barracks, all right? Ada, you need to pick a side on this matter or else I'll personally drag you to one side. QT from AJ. No, you can't do that too. Ademido. Okay, hello Ada. Have you considered how much school fees it? I know. Do you know kindergarten costs 500k per term in some schools in Akoka? Well, you've said it, some schools. How can someone on a million naira salary live comfortably? The more the dollar inflates against the naira, the more 1 million naira loses its value. Luis, I agree. I totally agree. But I mean, if it gets that bad, you can actually, you know, take your kids to a different school where you can pay maybe 200,000 naira per term. I am just suggesting. It's doable until everything gets back to normal. Had I asked Nigerians, okay, I beg, make them leave. Overpopulation, they affect us. Had I asked Nigerians abroad to call and tell us about life over there. A caller from abroad yesterday said he was earning 1,500 euros monthly and 600 euros goes to house rent. You can feel the pain in his voice. Life there hard, though. Are you serious right now? Ada, you dey see within the husband where you want marry. Oluwa Chukwu did they talk. Your radio husband, they say the youth lazy and not ready to work. As if him and Oga Presido provide work for youth. Where the youth reject Abi. Make a no reason your radio husband matter too much because he really fall the youth hands with him comment. Those who travel abroad still they suffer now. Still they suffer now because them no know them way. No Western country economy go make any of them citizen or foreigner live below their earnings even after tax deduction, no matter how poor or rich the economy is. All those talk of people suffering more abroad than here, some are saying through their calls are lies. As Nigeria still remains the only country in the world where its average citizen lives below $1. No be person call your radio station last night say price of goods they reduce for one Asian country for abroad. Why price they inflate every second for this country? Elvin Crack typing once again. Elvin Crack, I see what you're doing. You're trying so hard to make me understand Pidgin Abi. You're doing well. Fraudsters have hijacked Ada's show. See as they talk down on 1 million naira. They will go abroad and still go commit crime. No way. It's just that some people have seen this amount of money, so to them it's no longer a big deal. I mean, what's a million naira? And considering how much, like considering the value of naira right now, so a million naira is practically nothing. Okay, even those people trying to school abroad, do you know how much tuition fees are in different schools? My dear, it's something that if you want to think of, right? Even with 5 million naira, you cannot go there. You can't. So I kind of agree and understand with them when they say a million naira is almost nothing. But except you don't have like responsibilities and you're alone, right? And you just feel, okay, yeah, a million naira. Well, I can actually live with that. With a million naira, you can't. You just take out maybe 50,000 naira for your fuel monthly, depending on the distance and how much you like go out. So you can set aside 50k monthly for fuel, and you can set aside 100k for food, maybe 30k for water, 100k for provision, or 50k for provision. That's if you are alone. No, but if you have kids, do you know what it takes to like stock up the house every weekend? You have to sort out toiletries, you have to sort out soft drinks, you have to sort out provisions, you have to sort out food. You don't have to sort out their personal needs. And you still have to save. There is rent, there is transportation, and we have light issues. So you still have to get fuel for generators. If you look at it, a millionaire sounds like it's a lot. But when you take out $1,000 from a millionaire, my brother, how money has gone? No, I kid you not. And remember, in Nigeria, you cannot be alone. You cannot be by yourself. Even if you're not married, you're not in a relationship, you don't have kids, you have family members. Even if your parents are well-to-do, your parents are not disturbing you, your siblings as well, they're not disturbing you. That's when you now have cousins, you now have friends. So inside that 1 million naira, just keep your own money aside. And God help you. These people know how much you earn. They know you earn 1 million naira, you're gone. Every month, so people will be making plans ahead of you. Okay, when brother Tayo collects this month's salary, he's going to give me 100k from it because I need to do this, I need to do that. Eat. You have no idea, my darling. But let's take more calls. 0700 993 993 993. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I'm calling from my blog.
Okay, welcome, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, well, outside of the matter, what I think 1 million naira at least.
You don't think what?
He said, I would rather take 1 million naira and still leave.
No. You're taking 1 million naira and staying back, or you're not and leaving?
I'm leaving.
You. So you forsake 1 million naira monthly?
Yeah.
To go do what abroad?
I have a lot.
What a lot now? Put us through. A lot like what?
I have a lot now.
Caregiver. Caregiver. Which one is my answer?
Don't worry, Ada.
Do I sound worried? I am not. All right, thanks for calling. You see, that's the thing. Ask them, guy man, what's taking you out? A lot. Don't worry, make I just enter, make I just go. And some of them will go there without accommodation. You did not see that tweet last week. Was it last week or this week? I think sometime this week. Where some writer was now imploring people to sort out their accommodation before traveling out. As most Nigerians were now sleeping in schools, using the school library, like nowhere to sleep. So you just feel, oh, let me just go there. Everything will now be rosy. They have money trees. If I just enter, buy my winter jacket and dress like them, I'll start having money. My dear, it's not like that, oh. You really have to be careful. Think this true. Like, it's a million naira. A million naira in Nigeria, you'll be a boss. Friday night, your bed will be missing you. Okay, Ada, sorry, I couldn't call back my submission. Even you want to fix Nigeria. That's all I like. Okay, let me understand this text. See, you people should help us. When you send a text, use the right punctuation mark so that we know what you're saying. It's a struggle for us to understand some of these texts. But hey, Ada, sorry I couldn't call back. My submission. Even you want to fix Nigeria as I would like. Would you be given the opportunity to? I bet you if Nigeria is fixed, over 50% of Nigerians abroad will run back home. Gideon Adeoye from Ojodu, Lagos. I agree. If they fix Nigeria, some people will come back. But some people are just there, you know, first because of their kids. They want to give their kids a good life, you know, insecurity. They're scared of the unknown. I totally get that. All right, this text here reads, actually, it's just another state for something important. We live together for this nation, no worry. But in the near future, I might still go. We never can tell how bad this country would be. Even the new government might not change much. Come on, let's be hopeful. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, comrade.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, my comrade.
Welcome, comrade.
Are you hearing me very well?
Yes, I can.
This is the way you talk to. If you don't get parents, another you go to say you get uncles that is parents and a friend that is parents. That was the time when I sent my SIM card for 6 months. I was celibate on giving money. Are you hearing me?
You were what?
I was celibate 6 months. These people want to kill me.
Just use another thing.
You.
Okay.
I did all you said about when you are purchasing 1 million. But the only thing I know I can say. People, they even buy food of $50,000 as they go.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I said depending on the distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I want to tell you is that I have a friend that just left for London last 2 weeks because of ISIS strike. But the person is working and is schooling there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
But the majority of many people, I think it want to come back home. And the majority of people that are running from Nigeria to that place, if I tell you what some of them they do to survive like that, if I tell you what they tell me, as I know everything man could talk, what am I saying? It is still boils down to our leaders doing us very, very well. Nigeria has no too like to leave this country. But where about this are not working? Because I was just discussing with the engineer and one of my friends. He said, people are running because of low standard of living, insecurity, government not taking care of the citizens and not regarding us. That's why they're angry and they're running. But is it everybody that is going to run away, leave this country? Are you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, you see this is what is happening in this thing that is happening. One day, all this money when they loot, we go tell them, oh yeah, carry money loot, then go say they don't go loot again. That's what I can say.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for your Isabella.
You're waiting for what?
Isabella. We don't go to Isabella.
No, Isabella on the radio. Not you're waiting for my Isabella. Like,
no, I don't know. I said we are waiting for Isabella.
No, that wasn't what you said, but it's fine.
Okay, because I don't explore us.
Comrade, thank you. Oh, bye. All right. Come. Thanks for calling. Bye. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Thank God. Oh, listen, I've been calling you for ages.
What? So sorry about that. I mean, the phone lines have been buzzing, but you're here now. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ibuka.
Ibuka, welcome. Let's talk.
Oh, thank God. Oh, you said 1 million naira.
Monthly.
1 million naira, right?
Yeah. Monthly.
1M. Oh boy. I would jack out. Is it concerned with 1 million naira?
Why?
See. Why not with jack out? We think how for. See, for the country with the life.
Hello, can you be audible? Okay.
It is said to make I can't stay for country, you see, not in the work. Waiting now. I think so, Kwan. Yes? Okay, make I come boss you here right now.
Okay.
1 million naira now. Okay, look at the house then. I see, okay, let me see, if you said 1 million, you can't rent a house, you see, now it's a house now, almost like half of the money, just to rent a house. Okay, come buy furniture, put inside, come do expenses you won't do, come take care of yourself, join. Do you get where I'm driving right now?
Yeah.
Everything is not balanced. Nigeria no balance at all. Nigeria, I'm not stop. Eh? I don't know the kind of adjective I would say qualify as.
I got you.
I'm in a very messed up situation right now. Okay, see, right now, no life. Nah, I did for inside my house like this. Nah, life no different for my house. Yeah, said make I call this offer again. To hell with the 1 million naira. Which kind of money be that? Now I don't get value. Nothing they work. It's better for me to be a slave over there. I know that things are working. I know that things are very, very cheap over there. See food there is okay. I browsed about chicken in America.
Okay.
I browsed about it. It's one of the most cheapest food chicken is one of the most cheapest of all food there. It's one of the most cheapest of all.
Okay.
Let's leave vegetables. Let's leave rice. Let's leave all those things. But those ones they have it in. Let me use this word in quantum. They have it in quantum. It's surplus there. They don't. Rice is very, very, very cheap there. I have friends who left me. Like they don't. My friends don't leave me go America. Now, so if I get to come where I look for like this study, I go America, go stay. Honestly, like guys, as in my brothers who are in America right now, are telling me that, bro, see, make I say something. You better me I do, may I come there, because things that life are very easy right there. Life is easy. What you want to? Okay, which kind of food you want to win a throw for you? Which kind of food? Food is very cheap. Everything is from A to Z is as in the life standard of everything is okay. Let's forget about the harassment, the harassment, because everything there is just like, see, listen, you just keep a big. Nigeria is not balanced enough. Not balanced for me. It's not balanced for me. I would rather go through and be a slave outside my country, outside my own land.
Are you for real? You'd rather be a slave outside Nigeria than be a king in your own country?
See, listen.
I am here.
If I will not die. Because I want to be a hero in my country. I cannot do that. And see, people are starving. Starvation is everywhere. Nothing is working. Everywhere is as in, let me use this word. Everywhere stands still for this country. Everything stands still. Nothing can move. If you want to move one step forward or more, now ten step backward, down you go. Ten step backward, you go. Nothing is working. You see the petrol right now. You see the petrol. Nothing. See. Listen, I beg. Let other people call.
Take it easy.
If you talk like this, you just see that 1 million did too much. 1 million did too much. No, 1 naira. 1 million na 1 naira. I tell you, no wonder.
It's not that bad. 1 million naira is not in naira. Come on now. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. Okay, take it easy. Francis from New Delhi, calling via Skype. Hi, Francis. Are you there? Hello, Francis.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Francis. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Francis calling from.
You're welcome, Francis. Talk to us.
I was yelling 1 million. Wait, I want to ask.
Yeah.
Which country will 1 million? Which country will 1 million take it? Like any abroad country, 1 million. European country.
No, you don't understand.
Even Asia.
No.
Yeah.
You're not just going to take your 1 month salary and leave now. It's 1 million around monthly. So if you want to leave, yeah, you might probably just stay back and work for 12 months and then have 12 million naira and then maybe travel.
Yeah. If if I'm to be under that condition, I'll do the same thing like I just did, because Nigeria is a bunch of hell, you know.
So
frustration,
wait,
killing people here and there.
You leave Nigeria?
Yeah, I'm coming.
You leave a millionaire monthly?
I'll work for some time and then take the money in Japan, like just like the way I did now.
So you will use the country?
Why won't I leave the country?
No, I mean you will use
I'll
us.
I'll leave the country.
You want to use us? You use us to work and then Japan? Why?
The way things are moving in Nigeria is not moving for everybody. When I was in Nigeria, I saw hell, honestly. Okay. You know, I don't want to say anything on national radio because everybody's hearing, you know. Things are not moving fine. Look at kerosene. Kerosene is 800 per liter. Fuel is 900, you know, bag of cement. If not, see rice. If not for me, I wonder how my family would look like, you know.
Wow.
Things are really, really frustrating. Things are really, that you need to understand where men, especially the youths are going. There's nothing you need here. You don't, as in, I have everything. The only difference is just that I don't eat fresh vegetables here and all this racism of eating. But my money, my rent, I take care of
exactly
everything I want.
See, no,
you know,
you're not experiencing,
yeah,
you're not experiencing racism. But here in Nigeria, you're a king. Like, it's your father's
okay,
land.
It's better. No. Come on, Ada. How will I be a king and be dying of hunger? How would I be a king and be dying of hunger? People killing here and there. No, it's better to be a slave in another man's country, secured
oh,
one. Yeah. You know, nothing will happen to you. You'll be there. No, honestly, I'm telling you the gospel truth. Than being a king, dying of starvation. No. I can't even try such nonsense. Nigeria is a bunch of hell, you know. Nigeria is, I don't know what to say. That name Nigeria is becoming a bad name. Nigeria happened to you. If you get anywhere, like here now, like here in India, if a black man commits a crime, are you from Nigeria? Both the Kenyans, both the Cameroon, Tanzanians are committing crime.
Oh,
the
wow.
First of us, are you from Nigeria? You see all those kind of things. So, man, everything, I don't even know what else to say, but understand where the youths are going. Thank you very much.
Okay, Francis, thanks for calling. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. Yes, please.
Good morning, ma.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name, dear?
My name is Thompson. I'm calling from Ashese.
Hi, Thom. Let's talk.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Your topic is just like the days of old. You see, Nigeria has come afar. We have suffered to learn from our mistakes. 1 million naira is the money. It's money. The Bible helps us in one area. Godliness and contentment is a great gain. Our boys today, our youth today, to be emphatic, is not contented. Mm-hmm. They are all gone astray and instead do their own thing.
All? Come on, you can't generalize it. We have.
They have all gone astray.
No, not all of them.
1 million naira.
Not
in
all
Nigeria.
Of them. Take that back. I know some responsible young men.
No. Not like today.
I am telling you, today, I know responsible young men who are making things work and they're earning legally.
I know. You are psyching me to talk otherwise.
I am not. No, if you actually generalize it, I will take you off. Because that's an insult to people who are earning legally.
Okay, let us come to the reality.
No.
Okay.
Go back to that statement.
Hello.
Hello. Take that back. Not all Nigerian young men are fraudsters.
All right, I apologize.
Better. Now, let's talk.
Thank you. But greater number of them, that is the egocentric. They talk much. So, can't you develop? I was earning 120,000 naira.
Okay.
The teacher in my village was earning 120,000 naira. So, and he built his houses, married as at that time. Then I was earning in Lagos 170,000, 180,000. Unable to pay rent. I squatted with my uncle and with my family for long.
Wow.
Before I made up for rent. I thank God. I finally got my house. Hmm. And so then I was paying rent. When my colleagues at home are both now independent with families and children.
Okay.
Although the same thing applies to when somebody travel abroad and come back and go there. I know somehow the cities there, they have made it up to their standard. But Nigeria today, if we group together, we push Nigeria forward, we make it right here, better than anywhere else. Forget about the anomalies. It will come to an end. We are foreseeing that Nigeria will be better than any country. We have peace, we have security. If these boys, these so-called people have made it insecure for us all today as we are talking, government is doing everything possible for us to live well in our communities. I don't know other ways of us to thrive and survive. Can't we make business ourselves with 1 million naira and survive without even thinking about salaries? For what? People are telling pure water, and they survive, they do that, and they do everything possible. With not even up to that amount, they are initial capital. So let us be content and be okay.
Okay.
Nigeria, God bless Nigeria. We are going forward.
Bless you too.
That is all.
All right. Thanks for calling. Nadia Wahala be that. Me, they earn over that in a month. Are you serious? Men are treated like slaves over there. If you catch your wife cheating on you, you can't do anything. Police over there will say that that was your wife's guest. I don't hear many things from people abroad on Daddy Freeze's life. Okay. Ada, I am glad you could clearly acknowledge my efforts of trying to school you in the area of upgrading. Okay, trying to school you in the area of upgrading your pidgin accent, and you also need to understand the fact that it hasn't been easy on my part as well, typing in pidgin. So, don't you think I deserve a monthly paycheck from you being your pidgin English teacher on your show? Elvin Crack, once again, I did not ask you to do that, though. You actually stressed me. Let me tell you. To be honest, Ada, Nigeria is a country without structure. How do we intend to fix what doesn't have a structure? Chai, it's so painful. A country where there is no coherence within one another, our government has nothing to write home about. All right. You don't want to read my message. No, that wasn't for me now. Hi, Ada. That texter that said dollar and 508 number O'Hara from Festag. Well, bank rates, I think it's 400 and something, but black market should be 730 naira. Last week I bought something online and I got dollar for 730 naira. So my dear, it's not something that I want to talk about right now. The other day I saved up to 1 million naira thinking that I finally become rich. I finally become a rich guy. By the time wahala enter, needed to do this, do that, siblings and all of that. My dear, I opened my eyes and saw 400k plus. Please, I am leaving. Oh, Ada, my visa service is coming out soon. Eniti moti loto. What does that mean already? Okay, please, you should help me. Yoruba is difficult. Adana, because of Niger, I never marry you. Because when you think of how much you won't spend, save, house rent and all, now look at how much my salary is. My dear, I can't take care of the kind of family I have always planned for myself. Oh, can't just marry and be struggling, can't bring children and they won't be able to get common care that they deserve. No, not to even talk of their future education. Peter Maye. All right, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
This is Taufik.
Okay, dear.
I'm
welcome.
Coming from the corridor.
You're welcome. Good morning.
I've been following your program over an hour now.
All right. You're welcome. Let's talk.
All right. And from what I've been hearing, I noticed there are two classes of people.
Please,
that have been calling.
Turn off your radio.
Okay, hold on.
I am holding on.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Okay, let's talk.
There are two classes of people,
mm-hmm,
who have been calling.
Okay.
Those that are not contented, that are not satisfied, and they are still looking for a better life. And mm-hmm. those that are contented, and they believe the little they have, they can still be hopeful and they can still forge ahead with it. My question for those that are preaching contentment is that, is it not what you have that you'll be contented with? When you don't have anything, what will you be contented with?
Okay.
So that kind of preaching cannot go down well with those that doesn't have any. So going abroad to me is worth dying for. I was a type of person that don't believe in going abroad. Not until when I watched a video clip during the 2020 lockdown. Corona lockdown. There is this video that went viral then.
What video?
When I saw a Nigerian that was given a palliative in form of cash in abroad. I can't say the country precisely.
Okay.
The guy in that video, if you can remember, he went to withdraw the money through their ATM in abroad. And the guy was showing it to the camera that, look at it, so I'm a foreigner, I'm not even a second class citizen. I'm an illegal immigrant, and there's a provision for me.
Oh,
government
wow.
still remember me. I'm an illegal immigrant. So going abroad, you see people dying on Mediterranean Sea, people trooping out, even with their family, is worth going for. So nobody should preach contentment for somebody that doesn't have anything. If you have the chance, please jump out. But if you don't have the means, if you don't have the opportunity, I will not support illegal immigration.
Okay.
Still be hopeful and let's be prayerful. But if there is a means, I jump out.
All right then.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. I did my house peacefully. One respectable man, come on, can't call me for that. Now, wow, don't worry. He took that back, right? So we're good? Yep. Ada, I've been calling endlessly. Peak now. I told you I needed connection with Comrade Ikechukwu. I need a job so that people like your Mr. Lua Chukwudi will not call me lazy. I'm a graduate, someone that graduated with good grades, done all kinds of menial jobs, and someone still came on the radio to call us lazy. Phil from Shasha. Phil, I'm so sorry about that. But he took that statement back, okay? And Comrade Ikechukwu, somebody wants to meet with you. So what do I do now? Let me pin this chat. All right, doing that now. Okay, pin chat. So in case we have Comrade K to go back on the radio, to be very easy to get your number. Are you comfortable with me calling it out for him? Oh, you know what? Comrade, just call. I will get Comrade's number. If he agrees, I will just send it to you via WhatsApp. All right? So you call him and then both of you can pick it up from there. To be honest, Ada, Nigeria is a country without structure. All right, I'm taking this. As of today, wow, 738 naira. This is serious, though. Dollar is not over 500 naira. That's when you're buying at the bank. And they don't sell anymore. I still renewed my website hosting on Monday. Okay, that's you doing something online. But if you need this money, like you want to take it out, my dear, you'll not be saying this thing. Ada, Ada, you know you're supposed to give me from the 250k we're giving earlier on that. Wow. Okay. My love, it wasn't 250k. So you see, get your facts right. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Vitalis. I'm calling from Agon.
Hi, Vitalis.
Hi, Vitalis.
I've been listening for the past 2 hours now.
Okay.
You see,
okay.
This country, there is so much frustration. Who know like better thing? You see, all these people, everybody wants to Japan. If the environment is good, nobody is thinking of going abroad to suffer or become a second place. There's no place like home. I've been outside, you know, I come back. I know what it takes to be outside.
Mm.
When you're outside, you grow from being at home, being near your to roots. So it is only hardship, frustration. If the environment is good, look at now, there's no light. a bag of rice at 5,000 naira, which is some people, even their salary is not up to that amount in a month.
For real?
So society, and the government doesn't even care about you. No good roads. So I have abroad, stopping everybody, disrupting your life. Going, maybe you got some, you don't even end up to 2,000 in a day. So it's estimated like some people pay 50,000 naira in the first for life. They don't even see. So compare all these things, this makes people feel frustrated. And this frustration leads to hard life. Some to stay even for 5 years, some people die because of the frustration and stress. So Nigeria is a hell. Living in a hell is Nigeria. Wow. If the environment is conducive, if the government makes everything conducive for us, never taking of going outside to suffer. Because some of those who are outside there can stay 10 years, they're coming home. Some living from hand to mouth in outside. So go to Africa countries, yeah. Some are suffering. So there's no place with gold. The grass is green everywhere, isn't it?
Okay, you're telling me that.
So, there is no free meal. Even in Britain, there is no free food. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Even in Britain, there is no free food. Even in Libreville, which is in Britain, there is no free food in Libreville, which is Libreville. So, my brother, she said, nowhere is free. We all have to work. But the government help the citizens. Put measures that the people can at least live free or give them incentives.
Okay.
The good environment. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Please, at that moment, please.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
I just have two things to say. Number one, did you hear what Francis said?
Francis.
Yes, from the last...
Remind me. Too many names.
The last card you pick.
Too many names. Remind me.
Okay. He talked of racism.
Okay.
He said, you see, you're in under mass control and you're like a slave. He said, is it no better that he is a slave in under mass control and be feeding well than to be a king in his own country and be like a what? Did you hear that side?
Yeah.
That if not for him, I don't know what his family could have been doing.
Yeah, Francis from New Delhi, yeah.
Yeah. I like as you hear it. The people that have gone there, it's not that everything is moving fine there, but the little they are enjoying, you cannot compare it. When they were bearing the burial of Queen Elizabeth, David Beckham, the one that plays football, and in the life for 35 hours, I don't know, for 13 hours, a human being.
Yeah.
Who can do it here in Nigeria?
People. Yeah.
Measure one.
It has not happened.
It does not happen.
Yeah. When we have an occasion like that, when we have a function like that, you see that people will queue up and respect queues and respect people's decisions.
Would that final where they will sit down for 13 hours?
No.
What is happening? You know something?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now yes.
Let me just keep my peace. Is it what you are going to say today throughout?
No, please.
Please, because of time,
okay.
This thing is getting me upset.
No, you cannot get upset. It's our Nigeria. We have to talk about ways to fix it, how to stay back and make it work. Because the amount of people leaving the country, it's scary. If you don't want to talk about it, I am going to talk about it because I have like just two more friends left in Nigeria. Like people that I call my core friends. One yesterday called me. She was doing her Senford party in Delta. I was like, babe, I'll be leaving next week. I was like, wait, say what? She said, yeah, I'm going to UK. I was like, okay, it's fine. I wish you well. And another, see, one of our callers just
use the WhatsApp medium to just notify us all that he's leaving tomorrow. People are leaving. So we just have to look for, you know, ways to make this country work. Because I bet you, if we don't, more people will leave next year. And that brings us to the question, who is now going to vote? Who? When people are all leaving. I think it's by creating hashtags and then, you know, urging people to leave their homes and go vote when you're not in the country. Who's going to be out there? Some people have gotten their PVCs and they're traveling. So what are you going to do with that? No, it's scary. We have to talk about this. We really have to make this country work. Ada, it's better you stay in a racial-driven country outside Nigeria and experience good life than living in Nigeria that's racism-free but has a poor economy that's been controlled by leaders who solely believe in religious and tribal sentiment and would use it to incite violence among our youth to suit their selfish benefits. Ada, I know of a man, my former area, where they work for a cemetery for US. But the mansion where this same man travel come bound for this country, for my area. Now beauty where behold the eyes. And yet some people, they say, hope day Nigeria. Naja no be my bag. No let anybody whine you down. Elvin crack. Elvin say zoo. No one is deceiving me. I know what I'm saying. Average visa processing fee plus air ticket is 5 million naira. And counting, US, Canada, and UK, tell them. Ada, good morning. I'd rather jackpot than to collect 1 million naira every month in this present economy. That money just a big for mouth. Ada, I like the way you caution that man that is trying to castigate our use of not being content after all, we all have a choice. All right, good. After all, we all have a choice to make. Everyone must not make the same choice. I have a friend that his monthly earning was over a million naira, but when he had the opportunity to jackpot, he did not think it twice. I can't. Are you serious? He left a million naira job to go do what? School? Or he had a better offer? You all aren't playing about jackpotting, right? Hello?
Good evening.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
Hi,
work is good. Thanks for asking. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Ekaita.
Oh, Ekaita, my darling.
How did you?
Idioke o ineka obiango dong me. But it's fine. Yeah. Yo, don't worry. After autumn. But welcome to the show. Let's talk.
Thank you. Ada, if me, I see the opportunity.
Yeah.
You go yakba,
you know, go waste time.
I don't go waste time.
This my sister, I know the yoko. But wait, why? Why though? Don't you think that there are so many opportunities in Nigeria yet to be explored?
My sister. The opportunity, but what can you do with it? When a bag of rice is more than minimum wage, what can you do with it? When the transport is more than your salary, where everything you come back house, you cannot see electricity in the house. People that you are artisan, that is doing menial job, all those people that is using light, afternoon, no light. Say in the night they will come and do the job. It's not fair, it's not good. This country, I don't even know where we are heading to. Please, if they find their way a bit, I'm not forcing it. I'm not saying that. Please, if you have the means, go. Because there, if you are paying tax, you see what you pay for. But here, it's not like that. Here that I'm living, they took the license. In the afternoon. Up till now, the deadline. Before they will bring it to tomorrow evening around 4 or 5.
Wow.
Eh?
So no the whole that day, means, no light?
No light. Oh, tell me, people that is using light to work. People that is, all this, person that is saying Nigeria youth is, they are lazy. Please, caution them. When somebody come out and.
No, I always do that.
please caution them.
I am a youth and I am working. Look at the time. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be sleeping, but I'm here working.
So you can't say that. Yeah. All those young boys, young girls that is learning things that they are using lights for. If you are saying there is no light, what will you do? In a country that you will suffer and learn a work. Government is not providing work for you. You are the one that will struggle. See, yes, there is no ability for you to use. There is no nothing. Just tell me. Please, I'm not... See, those people that want to travel, please, I'm backing them. Please.
You're backing them.
This is our country. It's only politicians that chop belefulo. Only them chop belefulo. Pack the money on only them. So instead of them using that money to better our life, instead of them using that money to put things in order so that me and you, we can work. And you don't need to go out to government work. You don't need to go to work in a white-collar job. You don't need it. By what you learn, what you educate yourself, you can use it. I don't know. This country, in the school, they will not teach you how to create your own...
Can I tell you there?
To create your own job.
Hmm.
In the school, if somebody will go to school, come back, they cannot do anything.
Sad.
It's not good. It's not good at all. Please, instead of them, all these people, they are traveling out to, and they see all those things, they are enjoying, their family are enjoying.
Mm.
They cannot bring it down here. Then all you want me, you should stay here, suffer, strain yourself, and there's nothing come out from it. Please, I back all of them, and people should be careful how they talk to youth. I've seen youth here. I have youth, my children here. They are struggling.
Oh dear.
And Nigeria is frustrating them. Then if they have way to travel, they will not travel. Even though the village people pursue them, me I go use something, knock their brain, make it come back. Let them travel.
All right, that got me. Thank you so much for calling, Ekaite. Ekaite, I honestly do feel your pains. Yeah, it's really, really painful when you're trying so hard to make things work, but it's more like the system is, countering that. It's really painful. I get it. But what do? We just have to think of better ways to make the country work. And Ekaite, she made a whole lot of sense. She mentioned something. She mentioned the high cost of transportation. I think this downfall drivers, they are one of our problems. Yeah. So these people, I mean, some people are earning 80,000 naira, some people 100,000 naira, some people 150, some 200. But let's just say someone earns 100,000 naira monthly. And maybe the person spends approximately, let's say 600 naira daily as transportation, 300 naira to the office, 300 naira back. 600 naira. Some lucky days, 500. That's when you bargain well, 250, 250. But let's just keep it at 600. And you're doing 600 times. Let's do this together. Where is my calculator? Yeah. How many days in a month? You're doing 5, 10, 15, 20. 20 days in a month. I'm taking off weekends. So you're doing 600 times 20. That's 12,000 naira. You will not plan your life. Oh, you keep 12,000 naira aside for transportation. Okay. 12,000 naira outside 100,000 naira. You want to plan your life around the leftover money. These downfall people, I do have a problem with them. Do they still act that way? You might jump a bus in the morning and pay 300 naira. But then returning from work, you will now meet a new price. They tell you 500 naira. And they are so unapologetic about it. Always so unapologetic. They tell you if you don't want to enter, how did you even say it? Wale is enter. Emma boys, I think, come or something. But they're always like very rude. If you don't want to enter, leave. They'll carry someone else. And the sad thing is, people are always willing to pay. There was a day that I was around a co-hotel run about. So I was trying to withdraw money and I was waiting for my ride. So by that runabout, this bus was loading Ikeja. And I know that these people pay 300 to 500 naira to that place. Some days 300, sometimes 500. But on that fateful day, this conductor and his driver, they were shouting 800 naira. 200 naira away from 1,000, and people were just there. Some people were reluctantly entering. I could just feel the pain. Like, how? Why do they do this? So imagine someone planning his or her life around 100,000 naira, setting aside 12,000 naira for transportation for that month. And then these greedy people, I would say, will just distort your plans, increase it to 800 naira, and then you find yourself now spending more. So how do you even plan? How do you even save? So I think we are our own problems. Like, these people, who asked them? And that period, I kid you not, there was nothing like fuel scarcity. Everything was fine. I think what they do when they just see that too many people are, you know, looking for buses, they just feel like, oh, okay, let us, you know, extort these people. Let us maximize this opportunity, which is unfair. Why being evil to your fellow human and then you sit down and talk down on the government like you are a saint? So I get it when I hear people complain about the country's frustration. Like I said, sometimes it's really difficult defending the government and its people. Cause like they talk, I'm not man, they do man. Alright, let's take one or two phone calls and then we get into matters of the heart. Hello, good morning.
Ah, thank God, finally. Good morning.
Yeah, you're here. Good morning.
Fine.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Chika.
Okay, Chika, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Interesting topic. Concerning 1 million naira.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that if you're earning 1 million naira in this country, if the government said let everybody be earning 1 million naira, the problem is, the major problem that we have is insecurity.
Okay.
Even you see your neighbor that's earning the same 1 million naira, he or she might be having bad belief for you, you know, to kidnap you and all that.
Sad.
So, insecurity is a major issue here. Yeah, so everywhere farmers can't even go to a farmer, but we are in the country where we are now. We are more of a consumption.
Mm.
We are not producing, just consuming.
Sad.
Things are going, okay, look at this education sector strike here and there. Well, for the past so many months, the students are still on strike. You know, a lot of things up on that. I mean, I thought, to be honest, even if government decide to be paying 5 million naira, people will still jump up.
Okay.
So, me in person, I would prefer, if I'm there, if let's say in Europe or US, and if you convert the money in naira, you know what I'll be earning. Let's say I'll be earning even if it's 300,000 naira every month. I'll prefer to be there and be earning that 300,000 and be here earning that 1 million naira.
For real?
Yes. Look at my reasons. One thing, apart from the so many factors, that negative factors that we have here, then another thing, then a government might step in, come in and overturn everything and stop the 1 million naira. So nothing here is permanent. The only thing that is permanent in this country is just the bad governments and the unleashing sufferings and all that.
Mm.
So 1 million naira, 5 million naira, highest thing I'll do, I might just take my time, earn it like 4, 5, 6 months, then I japa.
Serious. Okay, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And good night.
All right. Aja, waiting your sister talk now. True. Nigeria said, make me no one go school again. How would I go to school, spend some years and a lot of money? Coming out, no job. Even if you try and get now 50k or 60k, they would tell you, say they can offer. Still be stressing you like something I don't know. They will be like, no off days, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Are you serious? People still work that way? 8 to 8? Wow. I beg, make 90% leave. Many countries have a population. Too many people for country, no problem. See, Ada has been on this jackpot matter for a while now. I wouldn't be surprised when I see her pictures on Instagram playing in snow. Jackpot princess. Radio mouth from Calgary. Are you serious right now? No. Come on. If I leave, who's gonna sit here? Who's gonna be talking about Nigeria? We have to fix this country. Radio mouth. And then let's even add data to our gist. Ha. This is from Stereo Business Africa. We really have three economic planners and advisors among the federal government. If you see the budget, you see that it's certain way that they don't expect state to do anything unique to develop the country's revenue next year. Sadly. Very good morning to you, Adama, my dear. Nigeria is quite frustrating because of the kind of bad leadership and corrupt system. What is 1 million naira in this current administration and the state of the nation now? I am even planning ahead of next year, just waiting to partake in 2023 presidential elections. After the election, if this current administration still in power, trying to censor your text. Okay. All right. I'll find my way out of this messy country. This is OK Soundmind from Alaba. Is it that bad? Hello?
Hello, good morning, my sister Ada Blessing.
Yeah, good morning, my dear.
God will continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
I'm Comrade Edbel, please, from Ijebu.
Okay, welcome, Comrade.
Well, you have brought a very good discussion topic, but you know, all people that have been contributing, we had their views. Hello, Ma.
Yes, I am here. Talk to me.
I want to say this, please. How can you please let this government know about what is going on now? Probably
listen
of this people's contribution.
Trust
Hello.
Me. Trust me, they listen.
Ma?
They listen.
I think what I can say as my take, the mass exodus, the exodus of our people, are you with me?
Yeah.
I think it should be a thing of concern to this present government if we are having a listening government. Do you think we are having a listening government at all? Hello? That care about its people.
Well, I think they do.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Now listen, please listen. Before this government get into power,
okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
A bag of rice was how much? Not up to 10,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. About
today
8,
is how
9,
much
1,000.
Ma?
Now about 40, 42, some area.
Look at the petrol. How much was a liter in 2015 in this country? It's under 100 naira.
Oh, dear.
What about gas? How much are we feeling? About 1 kg? How much? And look at this recklessness of these executives, whatever. You see, I will not agree this is a listening government. I want to remember this word, Plato. He said a man without the knowledge of Western education and moral discipline should not be made to rule. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I think the problem we have is leadership per se.
Okay.
Because I mean, it has never been so bad in this country. The roads are not there. A caller one time, I mean, told us that if you are going from somewhere in Lagos to Badagry, roundabout. He even cited that a relative who went to church or so did not come back. The same.
Yeah.
I think you had it.
Yeah, I of course I did.
Did this road get spoiled in a day?
Valid.
What were they waiting for before it got to that stage? He said everywhere in this country, nook and crannies of this country, the story is the same. If you come to our own area here in the Jebu area, it's the same.
Oh, wow.
There is no road. As I'm talking to you now, no electricity, there is no light.
Oh dear.
And look, it's very painful. Consumers of electricity, we Nigerians, we are never in default now. We pay regularly. The houses that are not having meters, I think they are on estimation or what do you call it. Can you get me corrected?
I can hear you, yeah. So some people
don't. Estimation, Abby?
Yeah, some.
Instead of, I mean, how much power energy would they consume? They take more. And those that have meters, unlike in those days, when they will come, they read the electricity, the energy consumed, they put the paper down there.
And then they give
by the end of
deal.
The month.
Yeah.
Are you with me, Ma?
I'm with you.
I mean, we have this system, Abby.
I am with you. I can hear you. And I quite agree.
Nobody,
I mean, that's what they used to do back then.
Nobody does that now.
Now I hear that. They don't even give light, but then they don't come and then they give you the bill and you have no choice. You have to pay.
To pay.
So some people actually say they are paying for what they are not using. It's really painful.
It's extortion in the highest order. And the government, the federal government is doing all this. Look at this recklessness. They are just, I mean, drying us to the marrow.
I feel your pain, my dear. I really
Hello, Ma.
I am here.
I want to ask this question.
Go ahead.
At this point.
Yeah.
Is there no way to check this recklessness? I mean, look, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
the election
is
a few months to that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shall we just fold our arms?
Of course not. Get your PVC.
Ma?
Vote in the right candidate.
Then another thing is this that is very much painful again.
What's that?
Okay, in your own handling of your programs, when a caller gets annoyed, you know, when a child is being fed by the mother,
yeah,
and probably is not well fed or not properly, you see, the child, you see, we probably kick the mother at the chest or anywhere because the child is annoyed.
Yeah,
but
start throwing tantrum.
His radio, whatever, radio norms are there.
Ethics, yeah.
But you are not correcting these people.
I am not correcting these people. Are you serious right now?
Huh?
Are you serious right now? Some people have actually stopped calling because they feel that we don't let them express themselves. I am not correcting these people. Wow.
Info is a better station.
Are you serious right now? If I should let people talk the way they want to talk... My dear, I would have been long fined. I get it. I just want you to express yourself, but politely. So I am not going to cut someone off who is just expressing himself, expressing his or her dismay in a polite manner. I can't do that. It's when you're now being disrespectful, you know, to authorities and to people, then I have to caution you or take you off.
I understand. Look at this government, for Christ's sake. And look at this EFCC again. Running after our youths, these harmless people.
Some of them are not totally harmless.
Supposed to go.
Some of them are not totally harmless.
If you hear what some people are taking monthly, you are talking of 1 million naira. Some people are going home with 40 monthly in this country. Am I telling lies? No, am I telling? He is not known to you.
Huh? We're focusing on 1 million naira
and
people's jackpot plans.
Hello, Ma.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it not possible that these people, they place it open, even from the president, that we public should know exactly what they are taking home?
My dear, I mean, it ought to be that way. It is that way.
Pardon?
It ought to be that way.
Yeah, sure. Why is it not? Why is it?
That's why it's your right. I mean, this is a democratic government. You can actually ask these questions. You know, ask them.
I'm asking you now. I'm asking you as a public.
That's why we are doing this. They can hear us, and hopefully, we get that dream Nigeria where all of this will now be a thing of the past, and these people will now be accountable to us.
They are whatever what their mates are taking.
Okay.
We start from somewhere.
All right then. Thank you so much. I mean, you've been on for 7 minutes. Time check. It's 4 minutes gone past one, and sadly, we have to get into the Soul Therapy segment. We have to end this here. Phone line seriously buzzing. I mean, this also happened yesterday and today again, but we're not going to let that happen next week. I understand that people just want to vent. People just want to talk about everything happening in Nigeria. I get it, and I'm giving you the opportunity to do that because I know, honestly, I am feeling this as well. But you know, I just have to sit here and let you talk because I have all the time in the world to talk about this. So when I come here, the few hours that I have, I just give them all to you to talk, but politely. So I must thank you all for expressing yourself and, of course, for keeping it civil. And thanks for being honest. Some of you that actually called in to say, oh, well, if I should be earning a millionaire, yes, I'm going to stay. We're actually being truthful. Because some people, even if they give them 10 million naira monthly, they've made up their minds. And I really can't judge them. I am not blaming anybody because for some, it's way beyond money. Some people relocating today, they're not doing that just because of how much they're earning here or how much they stand to earn over there. Some people are just relocating for comfort, comfortability, and peace of mind. To most people, it's really not about luxury. They just want to be safe. They just want to know that when they leave home, they are returning back peacefully, in one piece. It's so bad to a point that if people are not traveling, they don't only pray against accidents, which is not even something people abroad pray for. They pray against, rather. Because they have good roads, they maintain their cars. But here we pray about things that ordinarily ought to be there. We pray for good roads. We pray for, you know, peaceful journeys. We pray against the kidnappers. We pray against all of this. So some people are just tired. They've had enough. Or are we to talk about police brutality? I'm not saying it's 100% better over there. They don't have their problems. They do. But can you compare what we go through with what they're experiencing? No. It's just a lot to handle. So at this point, all I have to say is, in as much as I want each and every one of us to sit back and make Nigeria work for ourselves, for our kids, and of course for our tomorrow, I would just be blunt. Whatever works for you. Yeah, we've gotten to that point because it's pretty bad that even me talking to you, I pray for safety. Something that a government ought to provide. It's not what we pray for. So I can't really fault people that are leaving, but please, you all just need to take it easy because if you all leave, I wonder who's going to sit back to fix this dear country of ours. Election is coming up pretty soon. We have to be here to vote in the right candidate so as to make Nigeria better. You might say you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, you're tired, you just want to get student visa and just escape. But you have family members here. Think about them. If you leave, it gets better for you. You start sending in little money home. Have you thought about the safety of your parents, your loved ones, your friends? Let's do this for everyone, not just for ourselves, okay? Thank you so much for being part of this segment. Now let's get to the Soul Therapy segment. 8 minutes gone past one. And it is the Feel Good Friday. By the way, good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of the Chat Station. So on Fridays, we just keep it simple. Sometimes we really don't talk about relationships, we just talk about things to make us laugh because the country is hard enough. Yeah, it's already too difficult, so we just bring lighthearted topics just to talk, laugh and listen to Nigerian music, right? And just cruise on the radio. So with that being said, we'll be talking about something quite hilarious. I wish Pundit was here because he mentioned this about 2 weeks ago for us to talk about, and I wrote it somewhere and I said I was going to begin on the radio, and today we have it. I have a contact saved on my phone as Don't Peek. I just hope he's not listening. I have Stephen Road. I have Joseph Food. I am sorry, but I don't like stressing my brain. I just love the fact that when I see my phone ringing, when I hear my phone ringing and then I look at it, I know who is calling. I don't get to stress myself. Oh, who is this Joe? Oh, who is this Tom? Who, where, how, when? No. Let me just look at it and then know that, oh, okay, I met this one at this event. I met this one at this restaurant. I met this one at this place, you know. I met this one through this person. Yeah, I even go as far as, let's say, who just called me? I can't remember your name, the last caller. But okay, let's just say Ikechukwu, Comrade Ikechukwu. I am pretty bad to the point that if I should meet someone through Comrade Ikechukwu, let's say I'm meeting Neka through Ikechukwu, I save Neka's name as Neka Ikechukwu. And if I met Ikechukwu through Oluwa Chukwudi, I can do Neka Ikechukwu Chukwudi. Yeah. I am that weird. So why am I giving you this story? I want us to have this conversation. What funny contact names have you saved on your phone? Think about it. We all do this. We just have that contact that when we look at it, we laugh. And sometimes we hide it so well from these people so they don't get to see it and feel bad. Imagine. So I've misplaced my phone before and I was with a friend. Oh, I was with friends. And then I wanted to dial my number so as to hear the phone ring and then look for it. So I now took one of the guys' phone there and I dialed my number. You don't want to know what this guy said my number is. Well, no big deal. I just smiled because I know that I'm the queen of that WhatsApp group. So I just left it. And he was like, I'm sorry. Let me edit it. He now changed it before me. But no hard feelings. So people do this. So think about yours. You can have your phone right now, go through your contact list and then, you know, have them handy. So when we get back, we'll be having this conversation. But prior to the previous topic, talking about Nigeria, talking about people earning a millionaire and people planning on relocating and leaving just a dab blessing here. I'll be playing you a song by Sound Sultan. No Forget Your Area. Good morning. Welcome. Adablezzy is my name. On Instagram, at Adablezzy. Adablezzy. Welcome.
All my brothers, we don't go outside Nigeria. We don't jack more for Nigeria.
Nigerian singer and songwriter Keith Daniel just dropped this new lovely song that he titled Cough. Hey, it was something about Keith Daniel, right? It's just that he does not drop bad songs. With Keith Daniel, there is no bad song at all. Hey. Y'all need to see me dance. Okay, I just thought of someone. If he was here, he would have said Ada rest. But yeah, great song. I love the beat, I love the rhythm. And yeah, big shout out to Keith Daniel. Some of you will be like, Ada, you're just hyping Keith Daniel because we know. I don't know what you know, but I think he's a great musician. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And it's 26 minutes gone past one. So yeah, we were talking about funny contact names. It is a Feel Good Friday. Here we keep it simple and then we listen to just Nigerian music. I look forward to my Fridays. I don't know about you, but I do. So, before the break, I mentioned about three names, right? I have Don Peek, I have Stephen Road, I have Joe Food. Don't ask me about the food. Okay, let me tell you, before you think I call this guy just for food. We met at a restaurant and I was alone. He was alone. So he now walked up to me and asked if I was alone, that he wanted to come sit with me. And then we got talking. So we're just talking about food, basically. I think he was more like a chef or so, but he just seemed so interested in food. So we got talking about what we were eating, and so I just said, like, okay, the best way to remember this guy is just to attach food to his name. So whenever he calls, I'll be like, oh, that guy that was talking to me about food, yeah, African delicacies, oh, not bad. So yeah, I do that because I don't like stressing myself. I don't think that has ever happened to you, where you just see your phone ringing and you're seeing Pius and you're like, who be this one again? Who named Pius? Who I give my number? Does that happen to you? So I don't like that feel, because sometimes when I pick up the call, I sound awkward. I pick up the call and I'm just like, yeah, hello. I'm waiting for you to talk so I get to remember who you are or our previous conversation, because I don't want you feeling bad that you've been talking to me for couple of months and I'm still asking you who is this. So I save myself that stress, and I also save you the stress of, you know, re-explaining yourself and reintroducing yourself. It doesn't make sense, I think. So I just attach whatever will make me remember you when you do call me. So yeah, this is me tendering an apology on the national radio. In case you pick up my phone someday and you dial your number and you see some kind of funny name, please don't really get mad. It's just for me. I'm doing it for myself. Don't get mad. It's an apology. Okay, there's some guy that I think yesterday I just said to myself, see, you already know this guy now. You can edit his name. So when he was back then in Calabar, I saved his name attached to the street name. Yesterday, thinking about today's topic, I was like, see, if this guy calls you now, you know him. You don't need to attach anything to know him. Just change it. So yeah, after tonight's show, I am going to change his name to just his name, but I don't need that street anymore to know that he's the one calling whenever he calls. So that's just me. And now over to you. Enough of me. What funny contact names have you saved on your phones? Feel free, tell me about them. Tell me the name and why. Why that name? What happened for you to actually attach whatever name of a place, you know, name of something to that person's name? So we keep it moving. Studio line is 0700 993 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. Girls, we are plenty in this WhatsApp group. I know us, so let's talk. Please dial the number 014-657-190 014-657-190, and the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Let me start with the lady. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, sexy Moyo. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
How is work?
Work is good.
Okay. The funny name I've ever stuck someone's number on my phone is yeah, I can remember. Yes.
Is what?
I told that guy no more with big head.
Why? Was his head that big?
Yes.
Moyo.
No. So there's no Facebook day.
Yeah.
Moyo, let me see your note. Let me even. I want to check it on your phone. I can't even. I forgot that I still got a number with that name.
Yeah, that's the thing. We always forget. We
so,
don't remember.
I cannot call my phone. So like, you know, that is not, Moyo. I said, what? I can't even remember. I said, why are you shouting my name? I said, imagine. So my name is Biget. I said, sorry. I said, don't worry. That's why you call me Biget, Abby. I said, this guy takes personal, seriously.
If not you.
For 1 or 2 days, this guy don't follow me though. And I said, sorry. And I said, I know. The next time, that's when I used to my name with Big Boss. And I have Big Boss. I was like, no, that's my name like that too. Let me see, I'm with a few. Use my name like that. I said, no, nah, it's just fun. When I did, I can't remember the name I used to, I can't spell it, but I can remember the name. So you don't say any sweet names to my name, it's Big Gate.
Oh, were you guys dating?
No, it's my friend though. I don't understand. I want to get better. I know his name, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But that day, when I was telling his number, I can't remember. I forgot. So I'm just talking. So I know the guy has big kids. I was saying his story with big kids. I can remember the name.
Moyo, you know, show love.
I'll ask you, I will still add something to remember.
No, I'll just tell you your name.
My contact list is crazy.
Ah, big head, small head, big stomach.
Okay, so. but you guys sorted it out, yeah?
Ah, yes, my son wanted to this guy if he's to talk to me.
Oh, belle.
I said, I'm sorry.
Heck, belle. All right, yeah, thanks all for right, calling. Okay. Big head, I'll definitely feel bad. Eh? Some guys, they don't even write ladies' name. They just use emojis. They use cucumber, they use onion, they use water. Ah, I've seen things in this life. Okay. Sorry about that. Call back, please, if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hi, good morning.
I love the fact that I'm talking to just ladies tonight. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I'm actually a first-time caller.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi?
Like, yeah.
Mirabelle or Miracle? Or?
No. Like, I mean, from the northern part.
Oh, okay. You're welcome, my love. Talk to
all
me.
All right, okay, I've actually spot somebody's name. A male as parrot.
Ah, guys are always at the receiving end. Why are we like this? Please, why did you save someone's child's name as parrot?
Because he's somebody that I always remember because he's always talking. I have never like literally met him without him talking.
Wow. That's bad.
And seriously, the day he found out, you know, till date he doesn't speak to me.
Oh
yeah, he was really so angry at me. Very angry.
How did he find out?
Yeah, he wanted checking something on my phone and I don't know how he dialed his number and
ooh.
Parrot just popped out.
Ah. What did you do? You started begging, have you?
Yeah, definitely. I have to apologize. And he insisted on, why do I have to saw his name in that manner? And I said, okay. It's actually because you're one person that I know talks a lot and I won't be able to,
you know,
get the exact person. Yeah, I made it clear. And then I was like, no. It felt really bad, though.
Oh, dear. Ah, me. I thought I was horrible.
Man, I have a lot of names, but I think Python. Yeah, I've saw someone as Python as well.
Wait. Like Python snake.
Yeah, like snake.
Mimi, who are you?
I'm just a girl.
What did that person do?
This one, I've never met someone that stays that long. Like, I've met this guy since secondary school, and he's still insisting on the fact that, you know, like, you're forming, you're doing yanga. At the end of the day, you get married to me, and all of that story, all of those bullshit. So I just named him Python. Let's see how far it goes.
Wow. So how do you feel when your phone rings, and then you see that Python is calling? What do you say to people around you? Like a snake is calling you?
Well, my friends already know who the person is. So hey. Even if you want to tell me, babe, Python, they call you. I beg
Mado. your friends are not nice people. What?
No, they are not.
Hey, okay. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye. Ah, my gender, no, we are not good. I agree. What about me that says someone don't speak? I really feel for that guy. He got the message finally. You know, in his head, he was calling someone, not knowing that him calling me was a constant reminder of me not talking to him because my phone was telling me don't speak. And why should I disobey my phone? Ah, no, some guys are really suffering. We are sorry. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Safari.
Your name is?
Safari.
Okay, welcome.
Good.
Talk to me.
I once thought one lady's name one more.
What's that?
One more. A neighbor, it means the daughter of spirit.
Wait, why?
The reason is because, number one, it's just my friend, you know, like that, and have a wife. So, and my wife is a kind of jealous, you were jealous one.
Mm.
If she will not discover that this is a woman or a lady, let me say, what on this?
Okay.
So suddenly I saw that one more. So that whatever it be, my wife cannot even try to discover what that one would mean or who you mean. But wait, I saw Genesis.
Me, I would suspect though. How? Well, why is the daughter of a spirit calling you? Who is she? Like how? What affiliation
one
do you have with the spirit
means,
kingdom?
A child of the spirit. He wouldn't know whether daughter or brother.
Whatever. Why is the spirit child calling you? Why?
Because if you suspect it concerns you,
it concerns me.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did it end? She later stopped calling you, yeah?
No. Where did she discover? She said why?
Oh, she found out.
I see. Yeah.
How? She held your phone?
Yes. No, I was she was searching for her phone. She wanted to know where the phone is. So by the time she died, she now saw one more. Yeah. But why? I said, well, that is the way I see you. And that's the way I feel.
Wow.
So what? But then, though, she didn't take it serious. So
are you serious?
The thing remained like that.
Yeah, I'll take it seriously.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Are you serious right now? Wahala. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Yeah, what's your name, yeah?
My name is Prosper.
Prosper, welcome.
Yes. And I can remember one of my friends told my name as Lord of Dragon.
Why? What did you do?
Nothing. Just one day, we were just eating. So we were just worshiping. I just told the master, can you put a Dragon Lord for me to wash? So the guy just said,
oh, it was a guy. Was it a guy or a girl?
Yeah. The guy said my name was Lord of Dragon. So anytime I called her, she'll be calling me Dragon Lord. I'll say, I'm not Dragon Lord though. She said yes. So I don't understand. She saved my number with. I just picked up my phone one day. I said, let me just check my ring name. I saw Dragon Lord. So I didn't do anything. I just have to leave her like that. But like, if you not say anything, I say no. She said, okay.
Oh.
She said she wants to change it. And I said, no, just leave it like that. Case I called you, if you're in trouble, they see that, they see the name. They will say,
You think it's like that one?
Dragon
Who
Lord,
would you know so. That it's someone's nickname?
And I said, okay. So I have to. So she just left the number like that. So that is it.
So that's you like the name, yeah? Dragon Lord.
Yeah. Yes.
Wahala. Okay.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For calling, dear Dragon Lord. Bye. For me, if it's contact, if the contact is gotten from Facebook, it's going to be Yemi Facebook. Okay. If it's at work, I fix phones and computers, so I do iPhone 12 screen or HP 250 speaker. Ha! That's how you say. Imagine saving my name as iPhone 12 screen. Woofy fights. Okay, like my friend Namdi that introduced me to his tailor, I saved the tailor's name like Femi Tailor Namdi. I do that a lot. Now my own be that too. Back in those days when I used to double date, if it's the one that I've placed as second, I save it with Mama Second. There was a lady I saved with Bakasi because of her backside. The day she knew was the day we parted ways. I beg her, she no agree. Peter Maye.
Me self no go agree. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's happening tonight? Ladies night. I am loving it.
Oh.
Welcome. What's your name, dear?
I'm Favor, calling from Banana Island.
Okay, Favor. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah. I actually said someone's name as Jewelry.
As what?
Jewelry.
Okay, why?
Okay. Yeah, it was a kind of insisting for me to call him a romantic name.
Okay.
But I was calling him Nsiki. He said that Nsiki is not okay.
He will.
That I should call him Jewelry, my jewel. So I was like, which one is my jewel when you are not even sure if I love you or not?
Mm.
But now finally call him Jewelry.
Oh, and he liked the name Jewelry?
I don't know for him.
You're calling someone a name that you're not even sure if that person is comfortable with that name. My love. That's what we did do him now.
It's up to him.
Ah.
I don't give a damn.
Away. Are you guys still together?
No.
Oh.
We are distant from each other.
Oh, okay. But you people are still dating?
No. Ah. It's just a friend.
A friend was asking for a pet name.
Yes.
Wahala. Okay. No comments. All right. My regards to your jewelry, okay? Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ada. What's up?
Ada is good. Thanks for asking. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, welcome. Let's talk, Mike.
My dear, my ear don't fool. We can't hear this night.
You better carry your friend's phone. Start to check. Okay, Mike, talk to me.
Okay, if it's somebody I hold dear, because I deal with clothes.
Okay.
You understand? And when we open bills, we have this first grade, second grade, and third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So if my girl be say, I'm not too fancy and I'm based on say street things, I just call her number. I'll save it with third grade.
Ha! Ah!
Third grade is coming from the last. So if I say, still get package in small, maybe.
Wait, make I understand. Wait, you they sell clothes?
No.
These people where they save as third grade, now customers, I mean, are people where when they come, you try your luck whether something will happen?
Now try your luck.
Okay, try your luck. Now you will go save as third grade.
Third grade now, you get. But she know if you ever see my phone now, we ain't good now. Probably if the relationship goes further, I will not change the status quo. You understand?
Hey, now I am worried.
So second grade will be maybe someone that can be close to a wife material.
Ah.
I'll just put on second. First grade, now wife material. Probably I'll be considering that I want to settle with her.
So right now, like this, as you follow me talk, you get first grade for your phone.
First grade day now, you supposed to know now.
How many first grade?
First grade day.
How
first
many?
Day, forget.
Them day, not even one.
Them day. Now survey now, will you survey it here or not?
Mike, I should be scared of you.
No, you shouldn't be now. I can't bite, don't mind you. Now, not again.
You say I can't bite. All right, my love, thanks for calling.
All right, yeah.
Okay. But try reduce the number of your first grade, I beg. Make it just be one. Make we know, say, okay, that first now, true. Now first she be. Hello?
Hello, baby.
Hello, Oluwatukudi. How are you?
Oh, my dear, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. Welcome.
No problem. As I just sleep some more, I just wake up now.
Eh.
No vest, yeah.
No, why should I be angry? I am not.
I don't call, like I couldn't get you. Sleep just carry me off.
No vex. Oh yeah, welcome. So Olua Chukudi, I am asking, what funny contact names have you saved on your phone?
Funny names?
Yeah. Do you have on your contact list?
Wow. Well, Yeah, I use the funny name on my phone is my dear and my.
How is my dear funny?
What is it?
How is my dear a funny name? No, take for instance, yeah, some people, they say people's name, like me, I have Don't Speak on my phone. I have Stephen Road. I have someone, I have someone lift because he gave me a lift. I cannot stress myself. I have one Eco Hotels runabout. I mean, you can't blame me. I don't want to stress my head. So I am asking you about funny names that you have on your phone. You cannot say, my dear is a pet name. It's something nice.
Well, let me tell you. I will save the name I will take to know you.
Yeah, so tell us the ones that you have.
Listen. I'm not sharing anybody now. If I'm with my wife or any, I know, I will say, let me use, I will just use my friend one, my friend two. Are you getting me?
Your friend one, your friend two.
Two, yes.
Wahala.
Because why you use that? Because you may not know maybe it's a woman. You understand me?
Oh,
and so that is why you can use a name that is so funny, you know, to save that that number, so that when the number comes in, you say, ah, if your friend is calling you, you understand me?
Ha!
You know, some women, they used to go and pick their husband's phone to know who is on the line.
Hey!
So, and if they just say,
Adam.
My woman is put there.
Adam.
Where are you? So, like me, the only number, the number I will tell you, remember who I saved his name.
Wahala.
No skeleton in my cover. Like your own, right? Adam Blessing. Radio 99.3.
All right, Oliver Chikudi, thanks for calling.
Wait first. And I don't know what's playing music for me. What's happening, man?
I'll do that, okay?
No, if you play music for me today.
Not a night for request.
Wow.
Why did you not call on Wednesday?
I called, and I couldn't get
no
you.
No vex,
now.
No vex.
I call. When I come in and everybody, you know.
No vex.
Talk, no chance.
No vex. All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling. You got a trust man. Adam. Hey. Wahala. All right. This text here reads, Grace Lodge. Nadem. Aha. That was the name I saved my girlfriend when I met her before I later changed it. When my girl found out, it was a bomb. Definitely should be. Sunny Shoes. They sell shoes. Ohong Fish. Ohong is the village. Okay. The village that she's from. And she sells fish. Prom is the Lassa. Met her at Lassa where I went to pick up something for my company. Praise Akwa Ibom from Akwa Ibom State. Ola et. Monica T-Boy. Oh. Monica at T-Boy Junction. She stays at T-Boy Junction. Now, wow. Ifoma Shoes. Ah, this one passed me. I thought I was mean. Ada, you're wicked. I saved my wife's name as Flora's friend, and it's been like that for over 5 years because I met her through Flora. Emmanuel from Lekki. You cannot blame me now. I am not wicked. I just don't like stress. Ada, I love that Mimi. She has a lovely and sweet voice. Aha. Nademo. I saw a lady's name with Emeka Big Fish. Babe's posty with big boobs and ass. Merciful from Suleri. Then you go save a mass and make a big fish. How? Hello?
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
What's your name, dear?
I'm Alex.
Alex, you're welcome. Talk to me, Alex.
Yeah. Funny names on my contact list.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still want a sweet paro.
Sweet paro? Ogine Kwanu, why?
She was a girl. That was 2018. I met her at the roadside. So after talking to her, we exchanged numbers, and then my friend walked in and she went away. My friend was telling me that what was I doing with that girl? I said, Mama Parole. He said, no, see, make I free all these girls for this Parole. He said, nah, it's Parole, and then they run. No. From there, I don't even forget.
Oh, street or sweet Parole? Which one? Street?
Street Parole.
Hey.
I free the girl, all this girl now street paru, they don't know. From there, me, I don't forget the girl name. I just see her street paru.
No, no, that's not nice.
Funny part, after that, I started dating the girl. It was a nice relationship, but at the end of the day, she called the name and that was all.
Ah, wahala. Okay, so you were dating her and you did not change her name?
No, I did not.
Did you forget?
Yeah, maybe I would say I forgot. I forgot because the number later used in calling me was a different number, so I get used to that number. Don't knowing that she still has that number that I save as street girl, street paro.
Chai.
Yeah.
So that was how you lost the relationship. Oh dear, lost him then. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Funny night, I must say. But I cannot end it without taking this text. Good morning, Nadia. Mary from Bagada. Should I take this? Okay. I promise I was going to, so let me just do it. But that's a lie. Okay. Good morning, Nadia. Mary from Bagada. Oluwachukwudi doesn't know that you saved his name as Radio Suitor. That's not true. Come on. I saved one with tongue emoji for no reason. Save one as bulging growth because of her nice figure. You guys are not nice. Anyway, thank you so much for being part of the show. And please, this is me begging. If you can, do it tonight. Edit that awful name. Because if they catch you, it might ruin that friendship. It might ruin that relationship. It's actually pretty bad when you attach some, you know, things to people's name. It really doesn't make sense. Imagine yourself being your contact being saved that way. If you see it, you definitely feel bad. And don't do to others what you would not want them to do unto you. This is me saying it because I'm consciously working on not doing that anymore. Like, if I'm going to save your name a certain way, I tell you, I make sure that you're comfortable with that, because I wouldn't want you holding my phone someday and then you're dialing your number and you're saying one awful name. It's not nice. Please, let's do better, okay? Thank you very much. It's weekend already and I am super duper excited because I just want to go rest and be taken care of. Ada Blessing is my name. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Ada Blessy, AdaBlezy, on Twitter at Ada_Blessy, and Nigeria Info, we're on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos, and we are on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Thank you. I'll be leaving you with a song called If I Ever Fall in Love by Pentatonix. And after that, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, The Sunny Side, and Hat Fact. And we have interesting programs lined up for your listening pleasure. All you have to do is make sure your dial is locked onto 99.3 Nigeria Info. Have an awesome weekend. And once again, may the souls of the departed find eternal rest. Good night.